Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with author and Humanities Iowa speaker Mary Kay Shanley about her book, Our State Fair, Iowa's Blue Ribbon Story, which she will be presenting on at a program at the Stewart Public Library Tuesday at 2 p.m. How did you come to write this book about the annual event?
I am an author by profession, and I was contacted by John Putney back in 2000. He was one of the gurus that was running the Iowa State Fair at that point, and he was also a friend of mine, and he asked me if I would write the history of the Iowa State Fair the first 150 years, because there was a lot of stuff that had been written in those first 150 years, but it was never put into book form. And because I love the fair, I said, and because John is a good friend and I knew he would be very helpful, I said, sure, I'll write that book. So that's how I got the contract.
What are the kind of the highlights or how the book is framed around the fair?
Well, the book comes in six parts. Each part is a standalone. The first section of the book is kind of just an introduction to the state fair. It's called, and then a little bit of an introduction, and then it moves into a grand tradition, which is all about history of the Iowa State Fair, which is pretty interesting. And then the second part is Chasing the Blue Ribbon, and that's all about competition at the Iowa State Fair, which is actually why the State Fair was created to begin with back in 1854 as competition. And then the third section of the book is called What a Lineup, and that is about the entertainment at the State Fair, which they didn't even have for about, oh, I would say probably 12 or 15 years. They didn't have any entertainment at the State Fair. The first fair was in 1854. It was in Fairfield, Iowa. It was 3 days long, and they built a big fence around the fair, and it was 3 acres long, or 3 acres, and that, so it was a pretty small fair. And the whole purpose of the fair at that point was to have people mostly from eastern Iowa, because that's where the population was. They would come and they would bring, you know, like their cattle and their agricultural products, and the women would bring their cakes and pies, kind of like they do now. But the point of it was to have competition, and then whomever did really well, those people would kind of be elevated, and it would, the point of the fair by the people who started this was that it would enhance the reputation of Iowa, which was a new state, and encourage people to move here. So that was the first reason that there was even a fair. So we went through, now we have the Chasing the Blue Ribbon, What a Lineup for the entertainment, the Ag Extravaganza at the Iowa State Fair, and that is the, that truly is the reason that the fair was established. And then the fifth of six sections is called The Superstructures. That's a pretty nice visual section of the book about all of the structures that were built in the fair as it finally settled down in Polk County. And then the last section is Meet You at the Fair. And I actually asked my employer if I could do, there was supposed to be five sections, and I said, I would like to do one more because there's a whole lot of stuff that didn't fit into those other categories. And so they said, okay, they gave me another, I don't know, 40 pages so that I could talk about the what you eat at the fair and the all the stuff that goes on at the fair that doesn't fit into those other categories. So that's what the book is.
Were you much of a fair goer or a fan of the state fair before you had written this book?
Well, yeah. I grew up in Webster City, and I'm an only child. So every year my parents and I drove down from Webster City to Des Moines to go to the state fair for 1 day, and then we drove back to Webster City. And then after I went away to college and then came back home, and got married, we went and we started to have kids, we would take them to the state fair one day every year. And I guess it just became part of our DNA. And the kids loved it and we loved it, but we were never, you know, like there more than one day a year. And then finally, when I was asked to write this book, I thought, well, I need a lot of history before I can write a history book. So I talked to John Putney. I need the background. And he said, well, we have all of the history of the Iowa State Fair. I can have them bring it over to you in boxes, and you can take a look at that, the history part of it. And I said, oh, all right. So I said, do you want me to come and get it? And he said, no, we'll bring it over. He sent it over via FedEx. And when the doorbell rang one morning, there was a FedEx guy at the door, and he said, I have some information that you've requested on the history of the Iowa State Fair. And I said, oh, yeah, good, come in. Do you want to just give me that? And he said, well, I'm sorry, ma'am, there are 13 boxes of pieces, all sorts of books and information and articles that date clear back to 1840s and 50s. And I said, oh. So I said, well, I guess you better bring them in and put them in my office, because I have an office in my house. And when they left, all I had was a pathway from the hallway into my office and over to where I sit to write. And that's how it started.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit crowded until they got rid of the history.
What is it that you kind of take away, what you enjoy about traveling across the state and doing an oral storytelling besides being a published author?
Oh, truly, what I take away the most is meeting the people. A lot of HI presentations are in small towns like Stewart. Every place I go with any of the Humanities Iowa presentations, most of them are in smaller towns like I'm from and you live in, and it's just so Iowa. And it's so friendly, and I guess that's one of the most important things for me, is that it's Iowa. We have a saying somehow that we're all Iowa nice, and pretty much we all are. So I love doing this.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with author and Humanities Iowa speaker Mary Kay Shanley about her book, Our State Fair, Iowa's Blue Ribbon Story, which she will be presenting on at the Stewart Public Library Tuesday at 2 p.m. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.